to the political cesspool known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
Welcome, everybody, to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. I'm your host, James Edwards. Great to be with you again tonight as we storm through yet another month of dynamic radio excellence here on AM 1380 WLRN Radio, our flagship station in Memphis, Tennessee, and, of course, going out to our affiliate stations and via the Internet, thanks to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Winston Smith joining me in the studio tonight. Now, you know, the slackers all took off last week for Valentine's Day, left me here all by myself. But Winston is back on the horse tonight. Bill is still slacking. We're going to get him back in the saddle next week. But Winston, how was your Valentine's Day? Let's first address the week that was, and then we'll get on to tonight's program. Did you have enough chocolate? Did you enjoy the furlough?
As a matter of fact, I did. It was I had a very good time. Didn't have to think about you one bit.
Now, hey, what were you doing last week during... They're in work hours.
Well, my wife and I rented a very sickening chick flick because she likes those kinds of things, and we watched the movie, and we had some dinner, and we just had a good old time. After that, it's none of your business.
Well, I would say I could imagine, but I'm not gonna.
No, don't do that.
But we had a great show last week. I know we had some technical difficulties with the archive. All of the RBN shows did. I believe there was a lightning strike at the studios there in Texas that transmit us all over the world. But I believe they are working to refurbish those archives. So even though we were broadcasting live to the affiliate stations and via the Internet, the archive was not immediately available for those who weren't tuned in live. I can't think of what anyone would rather be doing at 9 o'clock on Valentine's Day night than listening to us. But if you weren't tuned in live, the archive should be posted sometime shortly. But nevertheless, we got a great show for you tonight. I am very much excited about tonight's show, Winston, and you know why. Those who are signed up to our mailing list know why. We have got a legitimate Hollywood producer-director on the program tonight, Merlin Miller. We're going to be talking about his work. He has made some films, critically acclaimed films, I might add, and worked with some very big Hollywood names. And his movies seek to reinforce traditional America First family values. And we're going to be comparing and contrasting his work to that of his Hollywood contemporaries. We inadvertently got into a very good discussion last week about films and culture. And it was a topic or a theme that was revisited throughout the program last week, and we are going to give the listeners what they want. We're going to be talking about movies for at least the first hour with director Merlin Miller, and it is going to be just a real dynamite show tonight, folks. So we want to give you the ear of Merlin Miller. If you have any question or comments about the movies, give us a call throughout the show, 1-800-313-9443. Merlin has graciously agreed to take your calls about movies, and we're going to pick it up with that when the political cesspool continues. We'll bring our guest on, James Edwards and Winston Smith, back at you right after these words from our sponsors.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Hi there. The political cesspool listeners are well informed and proactive. Have you heard much about the killer MRSA in your area? Here's some information I'll bet you didn't know much about. We've come across doctors who don't know. Visit 12diseases.com, where you'll find an ebook about how to protect your child from the 12 diseases your mother never told you about. Guard parent. Things like deadly MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, rampant in hospitals, schools, and clinics, or Chagas, known well south of the border, and many others we might have heard about, but think, we don't have to worry about that. This is not some encyclopedia or complex medical book. You'll learn quickly about 12 emerging or re-emerging diseases that have horrible consequences for the health and well-being of your children. It's written in a plain, easy-to-read format that anyone can understand. That's 12diseases.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Quick little shameless plug before we get things rolling tonight. I gotta say, our blog has been absolutely on fire this week. If you haven't checked out our website and read our blog lately, do yourself a favor and go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. That being said, I have always been a big fan of the movies, and apparently a lot of you are as well. So I'm excited about our guest tonight. You know, Winston, you actually, for a time there in the evolution of this program, you would do some movie reviews every so often. So I know you're a fan of good movies, too.
I certainly am. I enjoy good film, not just as entertainment, but I enjoy it as an application of literature. Movies are great, and I used to enjoy doing movie reviews. I can't talk. I used to enjoy doing movie reviews with you over the air, James. We did that several times.
I remember.
I chided you for being a chump for seeing such sorry movies.
I remember it vividly. You know, we've done over 800 shows, and I remember every minute of every one. But
right.
our guest tonight, Merlin Miller, was born and raised in Des Moines, Iowa, and graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point. He served several years in the U.S. Army, where he commanded two units. In 1983, Mr. Miller was accepted into the University of Southern California's Peter Stark Motion Picture Producing Program, graduating in 1985 with a degree in cinema and television. Merlin has since been an independent screenwriter, motion picture producer and director, and media instructor. Merlin's award-winning films include A Place to Grow, starring Wilford Brimley, and Jericho, starring R. Lee Ermey of Full Metal Jacket fame. His vision is to build a viable and far-reaching alternative to Hollywood, one that can help shape, a more positive destiny for the marginalized yet traditionally valued American majority. I just want to also say that Mr. Miller's bio concludes by reading that he seeks to do his part through filmmaking to restore the American dream and promote those qualities that made our country great. Unlike the proponents of pop culture, he does not propagandize his work with falsehoods, nor desensitize the public with a relentless stream of venal and decadent entertainment. His films entertain in positive ways with honor and integrity and create classic stories and characters that can be beacons of light to entertain, inform, and help recapture the vision and spirit of our founding fathers, the spirit of Americana. With that being said, Merlin Miller, welcome to the Political Cesspool and your first interview with us. Great to have you tonight.
Well, thank you, James. That's good for me to be on here, and I'm looking forward to it. And hi, Winston. How you doing?
I'm very well, sir. It's a real pleasure to get to talk to a man who wants to offer an alternative to Hollywood and promote traditional values. You don't hear about that from a movie maker very often.
Well, it's a different breed, and I'm not a typical Hollywood filmmaker. And as you saw on my background there, I'm pretty much opposed to what's going on in Hollywood, and I got to experience it for a number of years. And we are really at war. We need to take back our country, and the media is how we can do it.
Well, so many people talk about taking back the country. We try to interview people who have actually done something to do so. And you're one of those people, Merlin. And I guess my first question, you've already answered in a roundabout way. Do you support the notion that the American movie industry is not a reflection of our society anymore, but a consciously destructive force aimed at subverting American culture and traditional values?
Definitely. I think there's an agenda afoot, and it may be shocking to most people, but if you really just sit back and study what's going on in Hollywood, and especially if you trace it through time, you can see that there's a very definite agenda to bring down the values in this country. There's no longer respect for Christian values, our European-American heritage. Basically, we have to give in to a political correctness that's being imposed on us by people who are natural enemies.
Well, you know, and we're going to get into that in a moment. I don't even want to get too far ahead because I have carefully, you know, I've been doing this long enough so I can pretty much wing it through interviews, but I've meticulously plotted this interview to go in a certain direction because of the importance that I've put on it. But I want to say that for years, as a moviegoer, European Americans, particularly those with blonde hair and blue eyes, have always been the prototypical villains in films and movies such as Die Hard and The Lethal Weapons. Those are just a couple of the hundreds and hundreds of examples. Then you have movies, Merlin, with such absurd plot lines like A Time to Kill, where two southern boys go out and rape a young black girl while she's out carrying groceries home to her loving family. Now, I'd be willing to bet that such a scenario as portrayed as truth in that John Gresham film has never happened in the history of Mississippi. How blatant and contemptible is it, in your opinion, the anti-white bias in Hollywood movies?
Well, it's there. If you look at the stars today, and you particularly look at the pop culture icons, those that do typically represent mid-America are always positioned in ways which we want to reject who they are. They're basically representing evil. And I look at a lot of the stars today. You look at your tabloids. These people are poster people for dysfunction. And they are supposed to represent America. And it is a very obvious distortion.
Yeah, it's talking about the distortion. I saw that movie. I mentioned A Time to Kill, and there's so many others like it. I mean, Ghost of Mississippi, Mississippi Burning. And I have to balk at the utterly ridiculous storyline and the role reversal that's in play there. But unfortunately, I feel as though more and more people are being swayed to believe this alternate reality when they see film after film reinforcing the same unnatural stereotypes. You've been there. This is your business. How effective is it, in your opinion, Hollywood and entertainment in general, when it comes to shaping public perception? Does Middle America really embrace these films, or is it a mirage that the mainstream media would have us to believe?
Well, in my opinion, it's a mirage, but that mirage can become its own reality. after a period of time, with the peer pressures that are on our young people especially, they come to believe a lot of these mistruths. And in time, the values are degenerating. And I think people come to accept bad filmmaking as good filmmaking. And it's just not. They haven't been giving a good alternative. And it's a shame, because our young people today just have not been exposed to good entertainment.
Well, we're going to talk in a little bit later in the interview about the alternative that you've been providing with your work, but Winston, I want to give you an opportunity to weigh in on the debate here.
Mr. Miller, it seems that you mentioned that many of the representatives from Hollywood these days, they are poster people for dysfunction, and yet they are given an international stage upon which to spout their dysfunction. It seems that just because they have made it big in a film, that they are somehow an expert on some very complicated and very important social or political issue. Why do we grant these people the aura of expertise just because they know how to act a certain way in front of a camera?
It's just positioning, it's packaging. You know, we want stars, we want heroes, we want idols that we can look up to, and we're given these people who are celebrities to be that, and they just aren't good role models. And for Hollywood to just keep imposing those kind of people on us and say these are people that we should pattern our lives after is just bizarre.
Well, James Edwards is my hero.
He is. Mine too.
Well, God help you both. Well, you know, they do say, though, Merlin, of course, the old adage, perception is the ultimate reality. And even though that which Hollywood portrays as truth, you know, probably bounces off some folks like a BB gun off a tank, I'm afraid that the younger generation, the generation perhaps even younger than my own, is particularly susceptible to these things, because I am telling you, and you know it as well as I do, and I don't mean to sound repetitive, movie after movie after movie, reinforcing the, you know, everything that's perverted is now wholesome. Everything that's, you know, counterintuitive to common sense is portrayed as something that we need in our lives, and it's pretty scary. I want to read a passage here before we go to break, and we are going to open up the phone lines for Merlin Miller, everybody, 1-800-313-9443. I want to share a passage with you, Mr. Miller, from Pat Buchanan's book, The Death of the West, in which he specifically addresses the film industry, and this is what he says. The entertainment industry has wholly absorbed the ideology of cultural Marxism and preaches it endlessly, not just in sermons, but in parables. Strong women beating up weak men, children wiser than their parents, corrupt clergymen thwarted by carping drifters, upper-class blacks confronting the violence of lower-class whites, manly homosexuals who lead normal lives. It's all fable, an inversion of reality, but the entertainment media makes it seem real, more so than the world that lies beyond the front door. Buchanan continues, to appreciate how the Cultural Revolution has changed the way we think, believe, and act, contrast the values that 1950s films like On the Waterfront, High Noon, and Shane reflected and undergirded with the values espoused in the leading films today. At the Academy Awards ceremony in 2000, the two most honored films were American Beauty and Cider House Rules. American Beauty starred Kevin Spacey and depicted life in the American suburb as a moral wasteland. The villain is an ex-Marine who represses his homosexuality, collects Nazi memorabilia, and becomes a homicidal maniac. In Cider House Rules, Michael Caine portrays a soft-spoken abortionist who stands up to the bigotry of middle America. America's mass media have become the siege guns in the culture war and a vast Skinner box for conditioning America's young. The question is, Mr. Miller, and we're going to have to carry this over into break, so I'm going to give you, going to ask it and then let you ponder it during the commercials. Southerners once boycotted films like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, but now would seemingly pay double to see such a vile piece of work. How did we go from Shane, Dumbo, and The Yearling to films like American Beauty and Cider House Rules? And that's going to be the question for Merlin Miller when we continue and open up the phone lines, 1-800-313-9443, here in the Political Cesspool. We're back right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Thank you. Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
You never know when an emergency will strike. Whether it's a hurricane, tornado, blizzard, or earthquake, everyone listening to me right now could find themselves without food and power with little or no advance warning. With over 14 years' experience, Ready Made Resources stands ready to assist you to be prepared. The Katahdin Vario Microfilter is a lightning-fast water filtering system that removes waterborne bacteria and cysts, and it also improves the taste of water. Ready Made Resources carries Mountain House Foods, the number one lightweight, compact, great-tasting food choice that you should have stored away as part of your emergency preparedness kit. There's free shipping on both of these items. For more information, go online at www.readymaderesources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809. Ready Made Resources is here to help you be prepared. Let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys.
So today, I'll be standing.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Don't forget the call-in number, 1-800-313-9443. We're about to open up those phone lines. James Edwards and Winston Smith here with you on the political cesspool with our special guest, Merlin Miller. And, Mr. Miller, before we went to break, I was reading Pat Buchanan's thoughts on the modern-day movie industry and asking you the question, how did we go from studios producing films like Shane and The Yearling and celebrating heroes like Davy Crockett to watching movies like American Beauty and Cider House Rules? That's okay. Are we there again? Are you there, Mr. Miller?
Hello, yes, I'm back.
No problem. Did you hear the question? I know we were having some technical difficulties with the mics there.
I did. You know, I have great respect for Pat Buchanan, and he's absolutely right with what he says. As far as the answers and how this has happened, I can look back in history a little bit, and I lived through some of this as a kid, but the degeneracy, the relentless assault on our traditional values really began in earnest in the 1960s. A lot of things were happening. You know, we were at war in Vietnam, a war which, again, should not have happened. We had immigration reform, which was opening up the floodgates. We had the civil rights movement, a lot of legislation taking place, which were assaulting our traditional values. But I think one thing that is not usually addressed is that it also was the time of creation of the MPAA, the Motion Picture Association of America. And in 1965, Jack Valenti, who had been a speechwriter for President Johnson, went out there to head up the MPAA. And basically what it was the major studios decided to form their own group to self-regulate content. And we moved away from the Hays Commission, which basically was a censorship organization to look and review programming and determine whether it was acceptable for public airing in television and be guided for movies to be released in theaters. And in essence, we handed over to the motion picture industry their ability to self-regulate their content, and doing so just by establishing a rating to go along with the movie. And that, in my opinion, really began the degeneracy of motion picture programming.
Very in-depth thought. Winston, any thoughts of your own?
Mr. Miller, I was just wondering how I could phrase this question. And I go back to the Columbine High School massacre, in which Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris, the two hellions who carried out the Columbine High School massacre, they wondered who would direct the movie about what they were about to carry out. They videotaped themselves, and they wondered, you know, who's going to make the movie about what we're about to do. And they hoped that it would be Quentin Tarantino, the director who is known for the extreme violence depicted in his films. So we cannot deny the impact that film has on society. But why is it that we give this form of entertainment such influence over our private lives? Why is it that we look at a movie, or that we look at filmmaking in general, and we give it this this power over us?
Well, I think we don't have a lot of choice. You know, we're given such entertainment, and we make the choices when we go to buy a ticket. But if your choices are bad versus worse, people still want to be entertained. They want to go to the movies, and they want to see what's available. And we don't have a lot of choices of viewing public as to what kind of material is produced. That's Hollywood doing that. And the decision makers at the top in the studio system have their own agenda. And I, as a producer, after USC, I got to intern at Paramount, got to spend some time in the studio system. And if I wanted to produce a particular project, I have to go through a process of pitching that to studio executives. And it goes into their creative affairs department. And you go through a myriad of levels where you try to get your project approved. Anyone in that process can say no, but only one person at the very top can say yes. And the people making the decision at the very top of the studio system are the ones that are guiding the development of content. And there's a clear hand in this in terms of what has happened and bringing down the quality of entertainment. People that work in the studio system today are making films based on what they think they can get made and what will be approved for, for budgeting.
But people have it seems they have obliterated the line between entertainment and instruction. And that to me has reached an extreme in society where we can read a book like George Orwell's 1984 and we can look around and we can see that it's almost as if Orwell's book is being used not as a warning, but as an agenda, as a plan. And people are going to these movies, and they are seeing what is supposed to be just plain, just entertainment, and they are allowing that to influence their personal lives. And when we see these movies of this genre that's called torture porn come out, people are eating that stuff up, and we see that the crimes that are being committed are increasing in their violence, in their sadism. I just can't get my mind around how it is that people cannot see that this is just a movie. It is entertainment. It is not instruction.
Well, hold that right there, gentlemen. We got to take another break. We're going to come back and open up the phone lines and talk more with Hollywood producer, director Merlin Miller in the Cesspool Return. Sit tight.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. I'll come and watch you sing and play.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux, lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
With recent... Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I know we've got some people patiently waiting to get on the line with us. Just wait a couple of more minutes, and we're going to get to all of the calls that we can. 1-800-313-9443 is the number. We would love to hear from you tonight and have you on the show. 1-800-313-9443. You know, Merlin, in many ways, Walt Disney is sort of an unconventional hero of mine. He was said to have had a lot of nationalistic tendencies, was a patriot, said a lot of hard-hitting things and politically incorrect things back in the day, and made good movies. But the days of major studios making films like Old Yeller seem to be gone. And all of the studios now, by their own admission, you were talking about the people at the top of the pyramid that to make the decisions of what films are going to be made, ultimately, they all have something in common, and then they're all Jewish liberals. Then, all of a sudden, there's a beacon of hope, and we find men such as yourself. Tell us about your films, A Place to Grow and Jericho, and how you've been able to use the art of motion pictures to reinforce a more positive message.
Well, to me, James, it's all about telling good stories, and my dream, my love was always to be able to tell classic stories that were very entertaining, and as you mentioned, Walt Disney, he was my idol. I thought the man was incredible, and his studio was the only one throughout the golden era of Hollywood that was not Jewish-owned and controlled.
That's right.
He had an agenda and felt that he was always discriminated against, and people may not be aware of it, but at the outset of World War II, his studio was actually occupied by the U.S. military, and he was compelled to make propaganda films whereas the other studios used that period of time to make really substandard movies, but that were, you know, escapism for the people at the time, and they profited, whereas Walt Disney went deep in debt. And a lot of things like that, if you really study it, you find out that everything was done to put up roadblocks for people like Walt Disney. And the same thing is going on today for quality independence. And there are a lot of good films that get made, but they don't reach the public. Some film festivals, you can find some real jewels, but they don't get distribution. Winston mentioned Quentin Tarantino a few minutes ago. He's a particular example of an independent filmmaker who can make, in my opinion, something that is pure garbage, and he will be embraced by Hollywood, and his career will be promoted, and everything will be done to enhance the kind of films that he wants to make, where somebody with quality is going to have every roadblock imaginable put in front of them. It's been an insidious process, and I finally came to the conclusion after making, A Place to Grow and Jericho, and I was involved in about a dozen other films as an assistant producer or assistant director, but those two films, A Place to Grow and Jericho, were really mine in terms of creative, writing, directing, the producing. And I ran into so many barriers trying to reach the public with these films, even though they were award-winning films. And I've recently come to the conclusion that you have to totally circumvent Hollywood. You cannot in any way depend on Hollywood. And that is part of our game plan right now with Americana Pictures, is we want to be totally independent of Hollywood for the marketing of our films. We've got to be very inventive. We've got to think out of the box. We've got to be revolutionary in reaching the people with quality entertainment that they will hopefully rally to.
So if you're trying to do that, obviously you must believe that it can, in fact, be done. Make quality motion pictures with big-name actors that can reach the public without going through the Hollywood, the controlled system that is Hollywood.
Definitely. You know, actors just want to act, and you can get them. You may not be able to afford the ones that you really want. You know, the Brad Pitts, they're $20 million. Like, Brad actually read Jericho, and we knew his mother pretty well. We lived in Springfield, Missouri, and she loved the project. His manager, his agent, the studio execs that he were working with would not allow it. It was a project that respected right over wrong, return to family, peace over violence. It had all those positive themes, and his career doesn't go in that direction. But you can do it. The demand is there by the public. They just don't have the alternatives reaching them, and we have to find a way to reach the public with that alternative.
Well, you might not have been able to land Brad Pitt, but you did get to work with Wilford Brimley and Arlie Ermey, two actors that I think if you follow movies even casually, you will know their names, if not know their faces. What was it like being able to work with guys like that?
They're just gifted. You turn the camera on, and these people come to life, and they just have the talent. Personally, I'm a believer in developing fresh talent, new talent, and giving opportunities to people that if they go to Hollywood, they're just going to be exploited. They aren't really going to have an opportunity to shine. If they do, they have to compromise their core values, and they have to basically be victimized by the Hollywood system. We want to, again, give opportunities to people, whether it's a major star that just wants to do something quality and get away from the Hollywood regimen, or somebody new that wants to have an opportunity to do something they can be proud of.
And again, this isn't pie in the sky, because you've done it. You've worked with big actors. You've had your scripts read by even bigger actors, and you're making movies, and you intend to make more. Winston, a question from you before we go to the phones.
Well, I wanted to know what it was like working with Arlie Ermey. I could never get tired.
Going back to Arlie Ermey.
he was a great guy. He played the marshal in our film Jericho, and a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And his last day on the set, he actually went through his whole drill sergeant regiment, and the crew just fell in love with him. Just an outstanding actor and a wonderful man.
So a nice guy, not a prima donna.
No, not at all. Very down to earth.
Let's go to Paul in New Jersey, who's been waiting patiently. Paul, you're on the Political Cesspool with Merlin Miller, our guest tonight.
Yeah, when you're talking about the movies that Hollywood makes, I think it's been counted up at least 200 Holocaust movies have been made. And it just seems that over and over again, we could see the Jewish zeitgeist and also a Jewish cultural attack on Gentiles and trying to make them feel guilty or any form of white nationalism is associated with anti-Semitism and the Holocaust. And meanwhile, when you think of just the Jewish role in the Bolshevik Revolution and the amount of Jewish commissars like Lazar Kaganovich, the Bermans, you know, whenever I hear the name Berman, like New York sportscaster, I think about what if his last name was Himmler? But we don't know about, we're not taught by their media about the Jewish role in the Soviet Holocaust. You know,
and there, and the Armenian Holocaust, and there, don't forget that one.
Right, and there's no movie, or the Belarusian for that matter. There's a, just a bunch of massacres in Belakun and all the other Soviet commissariat, and their mass crimes, the Jewish media covers up. They never bring up their crimes.
And have you noticed that these Holocaust films always come out at Christmas time when Christians want to celebrate the birth of our Savior? You always see these Holocaust movies come out to distract Christians from the meaning of the Christmas season.
Well, certainly, Paul, I would agree with what you're driving at here. I mean, obviously, we know that these people that run the studios are going to make movies that portray what they would want the world to know. Do you have a question for Merlin Miller?
Yeah, Paul, it's a great point, and there really is an agenda at foot there that I think people are becoming more and more aware of. And if your film, as an independent filmmaker, if your film doesn't either deal with the Holocaust or in some way promote the Zionist Jewish agenda, you're just not going to get to first base with the project.
And there's covering every minutia of Holocaust stories. Now, this boy with the striped pajamas and The Reader, all these books are associated with World War II. Valkyrie, all these movies.
And they're going to make a movie about the angel at the fence,
again,
too.
Focus on World War II and Hitler. And, you know, just Germanophobia. And it's almost like our government should promote affirmative action for Gentiles in the movie industry and representation. There is no diversity
or
in,
fairness doctrine
in Hollywood.
Well, there, a lot of
it's
that,
an ethnic racket.
Yeah, and a lot of that goes
and
to...
And really, there should be RICO hearings by the Senate and the Congress to force proper representation in the Hollywood and force them to put more Gentiles in charge of these movie making and choice of movie stories.
Merlin, I'll let you take it from there. Thank you for the call, Paul.
You're right, Paul, but unfortunately I think what you'll find is that in Washington, D.C., the control by the Zionist and Jewish community is just as complete as it is in Hollywood. And I think another aspect of this is that when I went to USC, there were 20 in my year group that graduated from the Peter Stark producing program. Five were Jewish. Those five are making major films today. I'm the only one of the other 15 that is still in the industry.
I tell you, the more I talk to Merlin Miller, the more interested I become. This is a riveting interview. Merlin, I want to, you know, Paul was making a good point there. You see so many movies. It's the same story over and over and over and over. I mean, it just, I mean, not only has it just been told so many times, I mean, it's just complete repetition. When's the last time, besides one of your own movies, that you've seen a movie come out of one of the eight major studios that you say, you know what, that's not a bad film. That's something that, you know, maybe I could have been a part of.
I have to think hard, James, to think on those. You know,
any good movies at all in the last decade that you would say, you know what, I kind of like that one.
Well, I like some films. I tend to like some of the epics. I was a fan, of course, of some of the classic filmmakers, the David Leans, the George Stevens, the Walt Disneys. But in terms of recent years, you know, I can look at films like Gladiator. I like the epics that have something to say about our times and. I like virtually any genre. I just like to be inspired and feel like I'm being entertained in a way which is, respectful of decency.
And that's, of course, what your movies are all about. And I tell you, you're really lighting up the phone lines, Merlin. A lot of people want to talk to you. Let's go to another call. Craig in New York. Craig, you're on the air with Merlin Miller.
Hello?
Hello, Craig.
Hi. Hello. Good to talk to you, Mr. Miller.
Hi. Good to talk to you, Craig.
I had a question. In terms you're talking about circumventing Hollywood, what's the I just graduated from school. A lot of people in my classes spend a lot of time on the internet and going to local film festivals. What's the possibility of the alternative of Hollywood, like distributing online, showing clips online, or making their own little small short film festivals to start small and grow bigger?
Excellent.
I think it's a great point, Craig. I think you have to go viral today. If you can come up with a project that really connects with a small segment of the market, you've got to find a way to go viral. And the internet is the way to do that and get a buzz around your film, whether it's a short film or a feature-length film. You've got to do something special. And in our case, we're looking to actually be controversial. We want to do it with quality, but we want to attack issues that, that deal with the problems of our times. I think that
I believe that you do intend to be controversial because you have come on this show. Thanks again for the call, Craig. Mike in Maryland, a question for Merlin Miller.
I'm enjoying listening to this program here. I'm a movie buff, but I tell you what, I'm very picky. I can't stand 95% of the crap that comes out of Hollywood. I mostly watch independent and foreign films. I guess I'm a bit of a snob in that respect, but I like cowboy movies, and Ed Harris came out with one recently. I can't remember the name.
Appaloosa.
That movie sucked.
It did. And, you know, Ed Harris and Jeremy Irons are two of my favorite actors. I think they have a lot of skill. And I really, Lance Henriksen's in that. And I figured that would be a good movie because Ed Harris produced, directed, starred, you know, he did everything. And it really wasn't a good movie. I was expecting Tombstone.
I came in there with high expectations because I'm like you. I like Ed Harris. Every movie of his I've seen, I thought was good.
He's a great actor.
And what really made me off, I mean, I'm not a violence freak, but the guy, Ed Harris's sidekick, had this huge 10-gauge shotgun carrying it around, and I think, oh boy, they're going to have some big scene where he's going to cut somebody in half with that 10-gauge shotgun, you know? You know, he's going to blast some bad guy's way, and that SOB never fired that gun once.
Yeah, that was Viggo Mortensen, by the way.
And I'm not a violence freak, but I mean, what's the point of having the damn gun around if you ain't going to use it? But I tell you what, a good movie, you like cowboy movies, a good cowboy movie, and oddly enough, it was an Australian Western, and it's called The Proposition.
I haven't
Great
seen that
story.
One.
Huh?
I have not seen that one.
Okay, you've got to see it. If it takes place in Australia, I guess in the late 1880s, somewhere around there. British actors, maybe some Irish actors, but it was about this Irish gang of brothers that terrorized this one territory in Australia, and they had this, I guess their version of a sheriff, and I won't give away the plot, but basically he, proposition is he kidnaps one of the brothers of the bad guys and threatens to kill him if the other brother doesn't bring the rest of the gang in, and that's the plot of the story. It's a great story, great acting all the way around, intelligent, The Proposition. You got to see it. But here's my pet peeve about Hollywood, okay? Off my rant now. Well, I'm going to start a rant now. But
yeah.
Basically, I'm a history buff. I don't claim to be an expert, but even when I was a kid, and I would watch a World War II movie, because I love World War II movies, and I'd see a scene where the Germans are attacking, and these clowns will have a Sherman tank with swastikas painted on it. I get so mad I couldn't see straight. Okay, well, that's just, you know, that's a minor detail, but I'll tell you a movie, great for entertainment value, is Braveheart. But it gets an F-minus in history.
Well, we talked about that last week. I mean, Mel Gibson has made some great movies. The Patriot, Braveheart.
Yeah.
Apocalypto was good, obviously, Passion of the Christ. And then, even though he wasn't in it, Gods and Generals is another good movie that came out recently. Do you have a question for Merlin? We're running a little bit short on time, Mike, and I don't want to cut you off.
I'm almost through with the rant, but like the Battle of Stirling Bridge. Where's the bridge? Okay. But at any rate, you can write a book on the historical inaccuracies. No, I don't know. I just, I'm like you. I hope that, you know, we can get more Anglo-friendly movies out there. And,
well, we're talking to one of the guys that can do it.
Well, but I always have ideas to write scripts and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, Mike, that's the key to the future. We need a streamline of quality material, and it comes down to the script. We got to have great scripts, and we did, in fact, just write one. A friend and I, kind of similar to Braveheart, dealing with a Germanic hero 2,000 years ago, a man named Arminius. Heard him as Hermann.
Yeah.
Incredible story.
Well, thanks again for the call, Mike, out of Maryland. Very animated, and gave us a couple of movie critiques to boot. And I agree with his assessment of Appaloosa. It was underwhelming.
Yeah, it's a man of few words who can review a movie with two words. It sucked.
Hey, we got callers of all stripes, and we love them all, and I appreciate that.
We do.
We haven't even gotten to half the callers yet. Much more to come. tonight with Merlin Miller. Actually, Merlin, you're only scheduled to be on with us for another 10 minutes, but I feel as though we have more to cover. Would you mind extending your stay with us a little bit longer?
Oh, not at all. Look forward to it, James.
Okay, set tight, everyone. We're going to get back to the phones. I've got more questions for Merlin. Winston's got more questions for Merlin, and according to our producers, a lot of you out there have more questions and comments for Merlin Miller as we talk about Hollywood, film making in general, and the role that motion pictures play in shaping our culture. Critically acclaimed film director Merlin Miller is our guest, and the Political Cesspool will continue tonight on Republic Broadcasting. Right after this, don't forget to go to our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, and donate to this program if you appreciate our work. We're back right after the break.
Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you can handle the truth, pick up a copy of Plain Truth by John Tate, a concise critique of contemporary American government for its refusal to acknowledge our true origins as a Western Christian nation. Plain Truth will inform and inspire readers who are eager to partake in the long and difficult process necessary to restore the American Republic. As citizens of this great republic, we can perform no more important task than realizing our duty to preserve our unique culture, heritage, and people despite a formidable foe within our own nation. Read Plain Truth and you'll discover the importance of identifying the cause, exploring the consequences, and discovering solutions to our unfortunate situation. The debate must shift toward a focus upon culture, history, and nationalism. Plain Truth by John Tate proves that racial diversity and Republican government are incompatible with one another. Plain Truth by John Tate is available through Amazon, Target, Borders, and Barnes & Noble bookstores.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Let's return to the Political Cesspool.
Okay, welcome back to the show, and what a show it is tonight. I want to ask everybody calling in to wait patiently. We are going to get to everyone thanks to Merlin Miller's generosity and agreeing to a little extended play tonight. But Merlin, got to put you on the spot here for a second, just because when you have the opportunity to talk to a Hollywood insider, you got to take full advantage of it. And since I am such a fan of the movies in my life outside of politics. What are some of your favorite actors? If you could, if a wish could make it so, who would you want to cast in your next film?
I love some of the actors that, to me, have charisma, and when you look at them on the screen, your eyes just go to them. And people like Sean Connery. I'd love to have a role for Sean Connery in one of our films, and it may be possible. An actor like him, if he likes the part, he'll do those things, and especially if it only involves a few days. But I like actors like that just have that charisma when they come on screen. Most of your big names to me just don't have longevity. They may be promoted well by Hollywood, but they just don't have that star quality.
Winston?
Since you brought that up, we know that the most charismatic and the most effusive man in America right now is James Edwards. What sort of role, would you cast James Edwards? Would he be the dashing hero, or would he be the what role would you envision for James Edwards?
Winston only charged me $100, by the way, for that setup.
If I were casting James, he'd be a leading man. If Hollywood were casting him, he'd be the bad guy.
I think that right there sums up the kind of contrast that we were looking for in this program when talking about the, he's exactly right.
So would you cast James as the Jack Ryan character in some geopolitical thriller, or would he be the warrior type who led his tribe to victory over a oppressive and barbaric horde?
I see James as being the soft-spoken guy that has to rise to the cause and be the hero to save the day.
You know it already. Soft-spoken ain't him.
Well, you can't have everything. If it was Hollywood and I was black, I could play the computer genius.
Yeah.
Or the airplane pilot or the doctor.
Yeah, this coming from a guy whose computer is like a 280ZX.
I'm still on dial-up. What can I say?
Yeah, still on dial-up using AOL. Yeah,
that's dial-up. What can I say?
The computer genius.
Well, Marlon, let me ask you this, and we've got to go to another break, and then we're going to go back to the phones. Now, I think you've pretty much already established here that, in your opinion, the most prudent way to go about film producing is building alternative entities, not wrestling control back of the Hollywood establishment from those who own it now. Is that right?
That's right. Everything you do, if you're trying to deal through Hollywood, you're going to have barriers placed in front of you. We've got to be totally independent of the Hollywood model.
Well, that says it simply enough. There's your answer on that, folks. 30 seconds to break. When we come back, we're going to go all over the country answering some of these phone calls from Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Memphis, all on the line, wanting to talk movies with our esteemed guest tonight and friend, Merlin Miller, the second hour of the Political Cesspool Radio program this Saturday night, February 21st, continues right after this. Don't go anywhere. James Edwards and Winston Smith back with you in a flash.
Don't go away. Hour number two of tonight's installment of the Political Cesspool comes your way right after these messages.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call
today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
I'm here. We're here. We're all here. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool, everyone. James Edwards, Winston Smith, special guest Merlin Miller here on the Republic Broadcasting Network and broadcasting from our flagship studio, AM 1380 WLRM in Memphis, Tennessee. Let's go to the phone lines. Quince in Pennsylvania has been waiting patiently for the better part of an hour. Quince, thanks for your patience. And do you have a question for Mr. Miller?
I have a question and a comment. Actually, I have a comment first. I just take my hat off to you to your efforts and your whole plan of what you're going to do. Film is my favorite subject, and I'm so glad you're doing it again this week, James. It's excellent.
Well, thank you so much.
I don't know where to start here, except in the movie Wag the Dog, the film industry came out and showed the public, this is how we mold your mind. This is how we landscape your opinions for you. Showed them in a feature film.
You know,
and the public just said, yep, that's the way we like it.
And I could not agree with you more. If you haven't seen the movie Wag the Dog, it is actually a very well-acted movie with Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro.
Those are superb actors.
Well, they're great actors. I would probably disagree with them politically on just about everything, but it is a great movie. It is a really good movie. But anyway, you got me sidetracked by bringing up a movie. It wasn't a very big release, but it's a movie that I actually have. But did you have a question, Quince?
Well, I just think it's so great you have him on. I hope, first of all, you bring him back on soon, because this is a huge topic. This is how we educate America, through the film industry. Like Mr. Miller said, we teach through film. And instead of just being indoctrinated and brainwashed through the subconscious mind, we can actually expose people, tell them the stories of real history, and wake people up to the American matrix and show them the solutions through film. And that's the end of my comments. I just think you're doing a great show tonight, and I hope you bring him back on.
Well, we'll bring him back as often as he can stand our company. And thank you so much for the kind and thoughtful words, Quince. It really means a lot and really helps sustain us. And, of course, Merlin, you're exactly right. You said this earlier in the program tonight. People are going to be entertained. People are going to get, by God, if they might go without food or a house, but they are not going to go without entertainment. And they will go to the movies, and even if it's a movie that they really don't agree with, they're going to pick one of the movies that are at the cinema. And as long as there are movies out there, people are going to pay to see them. It would be good if they would pay for something that would actually be helpful to them. But entertainment's where it's at. I mean, we've been able to reach a lot of people through this radio venture. Radio reaches more than print, but nothing right now reaches more than film and television. And that's, you know, that's the battle, that's the front that we need to be engaged in. That's where we need to be.
You couldn't say it better, James. Quint, I think, made the comment about Wag the Dog and how some of these films are almost tongue-in-cheek in terms of the issues they're bringing in front of us, and half the time we don't really get the insider jokes behind them. But you look at a film like V for Vendetta, I mean, that film speaks of our times, mm-hmm. and it was almost an insider joke, but it became a cult film, and we intend to do similar things. We want to try to get messages out in ways which work on multiple levels.
I'd like to expand on something Quince said, James.
Just about 45 seconds, Winston, but take it away.
He said that he's a big fan of history, and he wanted to see things like that in film. I go back to what Samuel Johnson said. He said people need to be reminded more than they need to be instructed, and I think that's the real power of film. It has the power to remind us visually, graphically, of things that are important, things that are noble.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, we're not just talking to someone about getting things done. We're talking with a man, a movie insider, who has gotten it done, who has worked with the names you know, and is continuing to apply himself in the movie industry on behalf of our people and our cause and the righteousness of this movement. We'll be back with more right after this.
There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
We're having too much fun tonight. James Edwards and Winston Smith hosting tonight's live installment of the Political Cesspool radio program. Our special guest continuing on with Merlin Miller. Let's go back to the phones. Tom in Memphis, you're on the air.
I think I could see you cast as a officer of the Confederate.
There you go. Absolutely. I had an ancestor at Shiloh, so I'll be following in the footsteps.
I as well, and let me tell you, y'all are doing a great job.
Always good to hear someone calling in from home here in Memphis. You know, we've grown up a little bit over the last 4 years, so we've got listeners everywhere now, but it's always special to hear from somebody here in the neighborhood. What can we do for you tonight, Tom? And thanks for the compliment, by the way.
Well, I think that most of the actually, questions or comments I've had have been by your great callers while I've been on hold. Just real quick, for Mr. Miller, because one of the callers touched on the fact of what to do about all of the trash coming out of Hollywood, and he mentioned something about our Senate and our Congress, and as corrupted as they are, I mean, what's the answer to, you know, to bringing back good movies?
Tom, in my opinion, is we have to unsheath our swords. Until just a few years ago, I tried to be politically correct. I tried to play by Hollywood's rules. No more. You know, we can't afford that. We have to take our country back, and we have to get out there and fight for the values that we believe in. And that's why Americana Pictures is going to make a concerted effort now to find the funding support, and especially to create unique marketing schemes to try to get our product to the market.
You know, where can people find out more about that Americana?
Well, we're just in the formative stages right now, but we do have a website up. It's at Americana-Pictures.com. But as I say, you know, we're just pulling a team together right now, and I'm pretty excited about it because we've got some very, very interesting people that are coming on board, and hopefully we'll be able to make a big difference. It's going to take us time, but one film at a time.
You know, and I want to echo something you were saying just a moment ago, Merlin, and thank you very much, Tom, for the call. We hope you continue listening right here in Memphis. Folks, you know, Merlin's right. We got to unsheath the sword, but much more so than just giving those, and there's really not that many entities out there that are doing good work for our side of the political spectrum. I mean, there are very few. Probably you could count them all on your fingers and toes, but I'm telling you, what Merlin Miller is doing here, and I've had the pleasure of knowing Merlin for about a year now and having met him in a couple of different speaking engagements that we shared, he's doing things right. So as much as you're supporting him verbally right now, we want you to go out and buy his movies. We want you to go to his website and ask him how you can help above and beyond the verbal show of support. And the same goes for this radio program. You know, we are the recipients of almost endless stream of feedback, correspondence, emails, and letters every day from people around the country and indeed around the world who compliment us on this program and for the work that we've been able to do. And that really sustains us, but also it costs money. For anything worthwhile, it costs money to keep things on the air. It costs money to fund any organization that's worth its weight in salt. So if you appreciate this program and the work that we're doing, please consider going to our website tonight and making a donation that would allow us to continue to grow and reach even bigger audiences. And you can donate online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And before Mr. Miller leaves tonight, we're going to allow him the opportunity to plug his website again. But let's go back to the phones. I thought tonight was going to be a show that the audience would appreciate, but I'm telling you, it's just getting more and more calls coming in. Mike in Ohio, do you have a question for Merlin Miller?
Hey, James, how are you doing? I'm doing just fine. The question I have, I guess, is he mentioned something about liking foreign films or something along the source. Maybe it was one of the callers, but...
Yeah, it was one of the callers.
I see. Has Merlin ever seen the movie Jean de Florette?
No, I haven't, Mike. You know, most of my life I was Midwest born and bred and didn't really take to foreign films. I've recently have started seeing more and more foreign films, and there's a lot of jewels.
Right, because nowadays it seems like, especially in summer season, there's so many bad films in America. For example, Friday the 13th, Halloween, stuff like that, which is totally pointless, you know. I'm sure you also agree with that. I was wondering, I guess I should ask, what's your favorite Hollywood film that has to deal with any political connotations?
Well, I would say in recent years, V for Vendetta, and not that I like all that it says. I mean, there's a strong homosexual themes, there's a Holocaust theme to it, and things that, yeah, I don't really relate to. But I do like the message that people are being controlled, and they're being controlled through media, and that's a very strong issue because I've experienced it from the side of as a producer. And so I think that's had an impact on me. But usually when I go to a movie, I'm looking to identify with a character on the screen, and hopefully I make a journey with that hero, and through the process I'm enriched. And so when I leave the theater, I'm thinking about it, and it has some sort of an impact on me more than just the entertainment value, but it somehow relates to my life.
And you want to go out and in some way act or emulate that hero in your daily life.
Right.
Well, thanks for the call, Mike. Let's go to Edgar in New Jersey. Edgar, a question for Merlin Miller.
Hi, James. It's a pleasure to be on your show again, and you have a wonderful guest tonight. And I just came on 5 minutes ago listening to tonight's show. Yeah, I have a quick commentary. Number one, I think I've come to this, you know, sobering realization that really Hollywood is just nothing but part of a propaganda grid where it just simplifies everything. And this is why America has a problem connecting to true facts, true contextual facts of all sorts, regarding our history, regarding social values, cultural values. And I mean, I really stopped going to attending Hollywood movies quite a while ago because I've come to that realization, because they do have a subversive agenda, and it is working effectively. My question to Mr. Miller is, how is it that you plan to undo the 40 or 50 years of subversive conditioning from the American mindset due to Hollywood's films?
You're right, Edgar. It's been a very insidious process over a lot of years, and you can't turn it around overnight, because people have the values today that have been built and groomed into them for years, but you can move them into the different direction, and that's what we plan to do by basically challenging them, posing questions before them, presenting our stories in ways which are hopefully fast-paced and entertaining and keep them on the edge of their seats, but at the same time start to pose questions to where they can start to value things that in our day that we valued highly. And it's going to take us time, but if we take one film at a time, hopefully it can make an impact, and maybe other independent filmmakers will start doing the same thing. And key is distribution. If we can get our films to market and grow our... And just as you say, you don't go to films. I guess that probably 75% of the audience out there has been turned away from motion pictures, and that's a tremendous market that we can find again. It's going to take us some effort, but we can find that market.
Winston, you know, we opened up the floodgates here and have been deluged with a stream of callers here, and we're very thankful for that. But I've been trying to get to so many callers, I forgot you were sitting here right next to me in the studio, and certainly you're a bigger part of this show as I am. Wanted to turn it over to you for a little commentary.
Well, thank you. I brought up Merlin's website here, americana-pictures.com, and the philosophy statement says this: as an alternative to Hollywood, we seek to restore the American dream and promote those qualities that made our country great. Unlikely proponents of pop culture, we will not propagandize with falsehoods, nor desensitize the public with a relentless stream of venal and decadent entertainment. We look to entertain in positive ways, with honor and integrity, and create classic stories and characters that can be beacons of light to entertain, inform, and help recapture the vision and spirit of our founding fathers, the spirit of America. And Merlin, I asked you what role you would cast James in. I want to say right now that if you're going to ever do a remake of Julius Caesar, I want the part of the seer. I've always wanted that. Let me audition right now. Caesar! Beware the Ides of March.
This is shameless. Shameless right here.
our previous caller asked how Merlin can go about undoing the 40 or 50 years of swill that's been coming out of Hollywood. And I think I can answer that by just simply saying that when Merlin produces these movies, we need to support them. We need to go see them.
That's what I'm talking about. No, you're exactly right. I mean, we've got to. I'm saying, you know, people need to donate to this show. People need to buy his movie. You know, they can
call
buy
me shameless.
No, I mean, you know, it's the truth, though. And I don't say that, you know, just as a reckless. But it's, you know, it's serious. The work we do here, honestly, is high quality and professional, and we get out a message that is really unprecedented. The amount of people we've been able to reach with such a message. And if not support our show, certainly buy his movies or support some organization that's doing good work. And Merlin is a man that has produced tangible work. He has provided results. And so many people talk, so few produce. And the people who do produce need to be supported by by those who share the same beliefs. And I could not agree with you more, and I didn't mean to preempt you again, Winston. You just got me excited there. But people need to be buying his movies. They need to be going to his website. And whatever he does in the future, they need to be supporting that project. And I'm sure there are many ways that that can be done, and we're going to ask Merlin how that can be done exactly when we return. And we still got a couple of more callers we're going to reach, get to as well. Travis in Maryland, Rich in St. Louis, before we run out of time with Merlin Miller. We've already gone way overboard tonight, and he's very kind in staying with us a little bit longer than scheduled. So we're going to do all that and more when we return. James Edwards, Winston Smith in the Political Cesspool with you tonight.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Now, let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
We're going to take a couple of more calls for Merlin Miller before his patience finally wears out with us. And we're going to have to let him go for the evening. Being very gracious tonight, we had him scheduled, booked for an hour. It's been an hour and a half, and we're still going strong. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to get on the show live tonight. 1-800-313-9443. We're going to try to take a few more calls. But before we do, I have a question for you, Merlin. Winston was bringing up the fact that people should be supporting your work. Two-part question for me. First of all, how can they do that? And secondly, how can others, obviously this is a subject that interests a lot of our listeners, how can others who want to make a proactive difference in the arts become involved? How can people support your work, and how can others become involved in doing work similar to that of yours?
You know, I think it's just like politics. You start locally, and if people have an interest in the arts, they have to get involved locally, whether it's community theater, commercials, something like that. But when it comes to us and our success, it's going to really depend upon us producing real high quality at very low cost so that we can compete. It comes down to screenplays. We need great writing. We need writers that can create a screenplay that is the heart of a fantastic motion picture. And we're going to actually be conducting a screenwriting workshop in early May to try to nurture some talent along. But that's the future.
All right, so let me ask you this, because I know we had promoted your appearance tonight in advance on our, obviously, our website and our mailing list. And I had received emails from a couple of folks who wanted to get in touch with you. Are you accepting applications, so to speak? And how can people get in touch with you just in case they would like to maybe come to your workshop in May?
Well, sure. At the website, they can contact me. I've got an email address posted there. And if they want to send us a resume, a headshot if they're an actor, if they have some other interest, please just send us the information. We're not ready for a production yet. We have to get our company infrastructure going first. But once we get to the phase where we're in pre-production, getting ready to produce our first film, and then we hope to follow it up immediately with a second, we want to have a pool of talent that we can draw upon. And whether they're writers, actors, crew people, potential producers, directors, initially in our stage we're at right now, we're just trying to bring a core team together that can bring the things that we most need, which are funding and marketing support, because we bring the filmmaking talent right now, but we need far more than that, and we need to build teams of filmmakers to be able to really build this thing fast.
And when you say your first film, obviously you're talking about your first film under the apparatus of the new production company, which is Americana Pictures. We've been
right.
talking at length about some of your previous films and some of the actors you've worked with. But this would be your first film under the new production company, which you just are in the process of starting right now. So before we go back to the phones and before I toss it back over to Winston, give out that website again. And I guess they can send you an email from the website. Is that correct?
Sure they can. It's Americana-Pictures.com.
Americana-Pictures.com. And if, folks, if that's too much for you to remember or too hard for you to remember, just send me an email, james@thepoliticalcesspool.org. If you want to get in touch with Merlin Miller, I'll be the courier, james@thepoliticalcesspool.org. Winston, over to you for a minute before we go to the phones.
I'm having a great time, Merlin. This is
It is, isn't it? I mean, is this...
This has been so engaging. Go ahead, James. You were going to say something?
No, I was just going to say, I had a feeling about this one. I just had a feeling. But go ahead. You go ahead, please.
The number of movie remakes and sequels that we've seen over the past decade or so has established the current crop of filmmakers as the most unoriginal lot to ever shout action. The storylines are so predictable and the themes are so base. We know that there is a bottomless well of ideas and inspiration out there, and there are some lofty themes, but all too often a film's success is equated, or a film's quality is equated with the money it earns. How do we convince young up and coming filmmakers that financial success is not, one, the most desirable thing, and two, not indicated by financial success? I know you're in it to make money, to be sure, but just producing garbage in order to make money, that strikes me as bad.
You know, there's really a disconnect there, too, because the industry is so incestuous, which is why you see such limited talent. There really isn't talent, in my opinion, in Hollywood, not like there should be. It should be an incredible pool of talent in Hollywood, but we don't get that. We don't get original material, and it is very incestuous. You say money is the driving thing, and to a certain extent it is, and that's why we see all these sequels, because they're playing on the market value of something that's already been sold to the public. But I truly don't think that the money is always the driving force, because there's been books written, Hollywood versus America, about how, for example, R-rated films don't do nearly as well as PG and PG-13 rated films in the theaters, yet more R-rated films are produced than all others combined. So you kind of have to ask yourself, is money the only motive, or is there another agenda at foot
here? Subverting the culture. That's the primary agenda, I would guess. Sit tight, everybody. We're going to keep Merlin Miller for one more segment here in the Political Cesspool. Don't forget to call us up, 1-800-313-9443. We're back in a flash.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
You know, this is amazing. We just heard our, what would you call him, Winston? What would we call Art? I mean, he's the Lord of the Board. He's
staff announcer.
Okay, the successful announcer, Art Frith, we just heard
staff him. Announcer.
Staff announcer. Yeah. And we just heard him give out the number. And we want you to call it. Last call for people wanting to have the ear of Merlin Miller tonight. Urban Magic Johnson. No, 1-800-313-9443. But anyway, what was so amazing is the fact that I was listening to Art give out the number, and I'm talking to Art. I might be on dial-up, by God, but I'm talking to Art on Instant Messenger right now while hosting the show and taking calls. I mean, you know, this is a technological marvel that we have here, this operation, I tell you. But, Merlin, question for you. The Oscars are coming up. Are you going to watch them, or is that beneath you? Okay, sorry. Technical difficulties. We're working through them. Merlin, Oscars, your take. Are you going to watch?
I usually don't anymore. I stopped doing it a few years ago.
Yeah, me too. honestly, and I did used to. I always used to watch them. That really had nothing to do with the show at hand. But I've been seeing the previews. I guess they're coming up. When is that? Next week?
Usually the first week of March. So yes, it should be.
Yeah, coming up pretty soon. Back to the phones we go. Travis in Maryland. Thank you for waiting. Do you have a question for Merlin Miller?
Yes. First of all, James, thank you for your wonderfully courageous program. You're truly a beacon of light yourself.
Well, thank you so much, Travis. I really mean it. Thank you.
I have listened to all the other callers, and they asked all my questions. They've all been answered. But I did have one last question. When one watches modern action movies, there's so much spectacular side effects. Is it really possible to make a action movie today without a huge budget in the $5-10 million range?
Definitely, Travis. In fact, both A Place to Grow and Jericho 4 were made for under $1 million. If you see Jericho, you'll see that it screened in the theater, and we had some theatrical plays on it. It won some film festivals. It's full of action. It was a Western. We shot this as a period piece with costumes, wagons, and horses, and it is action-packed. You don't have to spend $50 or $100 million, which Hollywood would have spent. The time we made Jericho, the average budget was $60 million for Hollywood production, and Jericho can stand up with these films in terms of its production quality.
Well, Jericho is an award-winning film. It has, in fact, won legitimate awards, not just the Political Cesspool Movie Award, but it's won real awards. You know, and that's surprising, though, Merlin, because I would have figured, you know, the salary for Arlie Ermey or Wilford Brimley would have cost along the lines of $1 million, and you made a full-length motion picture, good one, for under that.
Yeah, and these stars, they'll work for a fraction of their normal Hollywood rates for a project they want to be a part of. It comes down to having a good script.
Well, how about that? Thank you very much for the call, Travis. Great question prompted a great answer. 1-800-313-9443. If you want to be
I love our audience, James.
Merlin Miller. Yeah, they're a great audience. We do have a great audience. And thanks for all the calls that have been coming in tonight. Let's go to Rich in St. Louis, Missouri. Rich, you're on the line.
Yes, I agree. This is a great show and a great guest. My question has already partially been answered, but I'm going to go ahead and ask again if I could.
Fire away.
I was wondering if your guest, Mr. Miller, has any advice for those of us who are aspiring screenwriters or producers. Any advice, suggestions, or anything, if he can kind of point us in the right direction, what to go, or where to go, what to do, etc.
Yeah, Rich, if you're trying to play the Hollywood game, you really need an agent out there working for you.
Completely independent.
Okay, and you generally have a particular genre that you're interested in. What I would recommend is that whatever genre you feel your strength is, try to perfect that. Find filmmakers, ideally independent filmmakers, who produce quality in that genre, and try to get to them. And, you know, if it's a project that you think we'd be interested in, you know, send it to us, and we'll look at it. As far as you being proactive, it's tough for a writer if you're depending on a producer or an agent to try to make a deal for you. You have to just be as proactive as you can in trying to get to filmmakers or even consider taking that step yourself and partnering with somebody.
Well, I will be sending you a few possible, you know, scripts for actually, I believe I heard you say something about making a film about the story of Arminius.
We've actually got a screenplay written on that. It's one that I did in partnership with a friend, and it may be a film that we do in partnership.
I hope you make it. That's a story that needs to be told that has a lot of parallels with today.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's all about stopping empire.
Yes, and using strength against weakness.
Right.
Well, there you go, Merlin. So if you make the Arminius picture, you know you got one guy, Rich in St. Louis, that's going to go see it.
Great.
Thank you very much for the call, Rich, and for the thoughtful comment. And again, at the risk of sounding repetitive, Merlin, I want to ask you again to give out your website, because it sounds like Rich and many others are interested in getting in contact with you, and certainly they should. It's Americana-Pictures.com, correct?
Right, right.
Winston, over to you for a minute.
Well,
you're just taking it all in stride.
Yeah, I was enjoying the audience, and geez, our audience could be co-hosts, you know?
They are great. Yeah, but I tell you, did you ever do this, Winston? Because I'm such a novice. I mean, in no way, you know, could I even look at Merlin Miller in terms of you know, filmmaking prowess or knowledge of the industry. But I've always loved movies so much, just watching them. You know, when I was a kid, back when, you know, you were young enough to do things that were, you know, childish, I would always make home movies with my cousins, with my brother, with friends that I could find. And I would write the script. You know, we'd do little 30 or 45 minute movies on mom and dad's camcorder. And it's just always been some sort of a side hobby or interest. I mean, you know, certainly nothing professional, but it's just, there's so much allure and attraction. It's fun and it is entertaining, but at the same time, and as I've grown older, you see the ramifications that it can play in doing good for our cause, our message, our movement, and our people. And so the attraction of film and what Merlin's been able to do is still there for me, even though 20 years ago I was doing this stuff just for giggles. Did you ever make a homemade movie, Winston?
As a matter of fact, I did. We called it The Mysterious Hand, and it was about this people were going about their daily businesses in life, and suddenly this hand would show up, like a guy was sitting down to eat dinner, and suddenly this hand would reach up from under the table and grab his food, and it's good stuff.
That sounds like an Oscar winner right there. We remade Aliens. I did a remake of the movie Aliens. We did it in about 3 minutes. You ever see that one?
Yeah.
Your remake? No, I didn't see that.
The real one's pretty good. Anyway, enough about all that. I'm just saying I am enjoying this interview so much, and that's one of the many reasons why. Let's go to Rusty in Alberta. It looks like we've gone international now, Canada. Is that where you're from, Rusty?
Yeah, that's where I'm from. I really love the show. I've been listening to it lately. It's just been a big part of my life lately. I was a liberal for a lot of my life. I would describe myself as libertarian, but liberal libertarian. But then I started, this one's from Merlin, I saw your work, and it was like a conversion. It's like something was opened up in my mind, and I realized a part of me that I didn't know I had. And I realized that our views and our, political, perspective were just like carbon copies, and it was kind of weird. You know, I had been voting for, you know, the Liberal Party in Canada, you know, and all that, and then it just sort of a light went on in my head, and I think I've been, you know, lately I've been following Straight and Narrow. I've been trying to do everything the conservative way, and I don't know. I guess the only thing really that I'm guilty of, that I still do, that's kind of liberal, Merlin, is that I've fallen in love with you.
Okay. Can you comment on that, Merlin?
I don't know how to respond to that. But, you know, I can respond to your comment about your home movies and the films you did, and Rich's comment earlier about how do you get things made and get things done.
Please do.
It's changing. The world is changing. Anybody now can go out and make a movie. Video cameras are so available. High-definition video cameras. Film is going to be a thing of the past before too long. Everybody's going to be shooting in digital high-definition. So the world is opening up for everybody who's going to have that opportunity to tell stories.
Well, see, there you go. Looks like James Edwards Motion Pictures is going to stand the test of time, Winston. I can keep going.
You go with that thought, James.
Yeah, you got it. Well, Merlin, has there anything, and I couldn't imagine what, but Maybe there is. Is there anything that we or our callers, who have been excellent for the most part, by the way, have not brought up? Is there anything we failed to bring up that you think should be infused into the conversation before we let you go this evening? Anything at all?
Well, I think it's just that if everybody can start to be more proactive, you know, whether it's politically or whether in your taste for entertainment, we have to bring heart back into our lives. We have to show the world that we're the country that America was great and was and grew to be, and we're not the country that we are today. We've got to fight to restore the American dream. And whichever way people can do that, if they can try to find it within their lives to fight for the American dream, that's the key to our future.
Now, we're going to have you back on. I know we talked earlier in the week, but we actually talked earlier today. Had the opportunity to talk to you on the phone. We're going to have you back on a little bit later after your production company becomes more established and you're further down the road for a series of interviews focusing on what you're doing currently. Tonight's interview has pretty much focused on some of the films you've made, people you've worked with, why you do what it is that you do, and film and culture in general. But where do you go? What is it that you're currently doing? Obviously, Americana Pictures, and you're going to be looking to make more movies along the lines of your previous films, A Place to Grow and Jericho. But what is it that you're going to be focusing on for, say, the next month?
The next month is really bringing the company together. We've got the corporate shell. We're bringing our team together. We want to get a team that brings those capabilities that we really need to give us a chance to have long-term success. And then the next focus for the next 6 months is going to be getting scripts together. We're conducting a workshop. We've got some screenplays, but we want to make the decision within about 6 months is what the first production for Americana Pictures is going to be. And then we want to roll from there. We want to get that first one going and follow it right up with the second one and get our teams growing.
And that workshop, what's going to be focused on there? And obviously it's open to the general public, I would imagine.
Well, it is. Actually, we've got a few company insiders that are going to be a part of this first one, but we do have it open. We're hoping to get a few people that are really interested in learning screenwriting, and we'll share some incredible tools. Through the years, I've taught screenwriting at the university, and I was very involved in it when I was out in California and going to USC. And there's so many great tools that we share with people, and outside the mechanizations of Hollywood, so that we hopefully can inspire people to think creatively and out of the box and come up with some stories that are enriching for themselves, but hopefully have potential for, if not us, some other company.
Winston, any parting questions for Merlin Miller? And let me just say again, what an incredibly great interview and show this has been. Yeah. They're all great, but this one particularly so.
This is one for the year in review show, James. Merlin, I admire you to no end for taking on this task. It's going to be a David and Goliath story, but we know how that turned out, and I have high hopes that the result will be the same. I'm just glad that we have a guy named Merlin taking on the task of reclaiming film for right, because it's going to take a wizard to fix what's wrong with it.
Well, thank you. That is my real name. My dad had a sense of humor, but we're going to give it our best shot.
I suffer with the same thing, man.
Winston Smith, there you go. Two peas in a pod here in the political cesspool tonight. Merlin, give out that website one more time and how people can contact you via the email with more thoughts and questions for you.
You bet, James. It's Americana-Pictures.com, and that's our website just up. We've got a lot of revisions we're going to do to it, but we're on the board.
And if nothing else, folks, you can always go to the website, you know, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Email me, and we'll put you in touch, or you can just go to Americana-Pictures.com. Merlin, thanks for staying exactly 47 minutes longer with us than we had. It's been almost 2 hours. It goes by quick, doesn't it?
Well, thank you very much. It's been a lot of fun for me, James and Winston. I appreciate it.
Anytime, my friend. You take it easy. We'll have you back soon.
Take care now.
Merlin Miller, everybody. And just because Merlin's leaving us now, still over an hour left in tonight's installment of the Political Cesspool. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be talking about a lot more after this break coming up in just a couple of more minutes, shifting gears a little bit, talking about some of the headlines that are in the news this week, or since last Saturday anyway, since we were last with you. And then Winston's got some things he wants to share with you in the third and final hour of tonight's installment. But I tell you, Winston, got to get back on that just one more time. Not to beat a dead horse or exhaust the topic too much, but great interview. I mean, we could have made a movie in that amount of time, and it went by so fast. You know, I just watched the movie before I came on air tonight, and the movie was less than our interview with Merlin Miller. It was an hour and about 24 minutes.
Mm-hmm. But you watch, they're going to make a movie, and the political cesspool will have a cameo appearance in it.
I'd love to.
Of course, we can ask Paula Zahn what happens when that happens.
You know, Art, I told you. Are you messaging with Art right now by chance?
No, I'm not.
You know, Art said that... Okay, Art Frith, everybody, our staff announcer, said that the Merlin Miller's next movie should be The Man Who Killed Paula Zahn's Career. and tell everyone the story behind that, Winston, in case, you know, obviously this show has grown a lot since, what was that, April, May of 2007. So, God, has it been that long? It has been 2 years now. Let people know why I am called the man who killed.
What happened? The story is simple. Paula Zahn invited James to go on her show, which was on CNN, and he went on the show. And not long thereafter, she was canned. So, you know, getting
and I haven't been on CNN since.
Getting James Edwards on your show is the kiss of death.
Well, Art Frith, I tell you, Art uses the same jokes and the same. What would you call it? What would you
idioms.
Call this humor? The same lines.
Idioms.
It never stales. It never stales with him, though. We still laugh about that stuff 2 years later. All right. Anyway, we are going to be shifting gears now, as riveting as the discussion about movies has been. Still a lot more going on in the world than what movies Merlin Miller is going to be making. We're going to be talking about some of those other things when the political cesspool continues right after this here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. James Edwards and Winston Smith here with you tonight. Don't forget to check out our website during the commercial break, www.thepoliticalcesspool.org, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Send us an email. Sign up for the mailing list. We'll be back right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys.
So today, I'll be standing.
Okay, I guess the biggest story of the last week, or one of the biggest stories, and we're going to be talking about this as we head into the third and final hour tonight, so we'll take your calls on the matter. The new attorney general saying that whites or white America essentially is a nation of cowards when it comes to race. That is, and essentially saying that because of all the talk about the melting pot, as we write in our blog at thepoliticalcesspool.org, apparently he doesn't believe that we're socializing and intermarrying with non-whites fast enough to breed ourselves out of existence. And he hates that. He hates that. Eric Holder, of course, the new attorney general, basically said this during an address... a speech to Justice Department employees marking Black History Month. He said, quote, "This nation has proudly thought of itself as an ethnic melting pot, and things racial, we have always been, and I believe continue to be, in too many ways, essentially a nation of cowards." Winston, I saw Pat Buchanan on MSNBC the other day, and I have not seen Pat so livid and with so much fire in his voice and in his belly since, well, in 8 years, 10 years, since his last presidential campaign. I mean, he was hot, rightfully so, going up. They had him pitted against, you know, some pseudo-intellectual black professor. And, of course, the black professor was agreeing with Holder that whites haven't done enough to bring the blacks into the mainstream. And Buchanan said, listen, you know, we've heard the grievances, where's the gratitude? And he went on to say that it is not white Americans. White Americans are not the reason that blacks are at 70% illegitimacy rates. We're not the reasons that black commits so many more crimes than whites, and so on and so forth. You know, when is enough going to be enough? And then, of course, Buchanan went on to say all of the things that America and white Americans have done to that no other nation has ever done for the black community. But, Winston, the question is, of course, going back to what I was originally saying, the new attorney – now, this is the Attorney General of the United States. I mean, this is an official guy.
The top lawyer in the country.
That Obama has appointed, saying that whites are cowards on racial matters. Your thoughts, Winston?
If not talking about race means you're a coward, I guess that makes us the most courageous people in America, because we talk about it promiscuously. We have no trouble talking about it. But I would like to be in on that discussion with Mr. Holder, but I would have to insist that any discussion on race must deal with the indisputable statistics of black-on-white crime, especially, particularly, and in detail, the epidemic of Negro men raping white women. And any discussion about race must deal with the issue of false accusations and faked so-called hate crimes. We could begin, or we could rather continue the discussion by talking about Mr. Holden's homie, Al Sharpton, and those idiots who are making complete asses of themselves over the New York Post cartoon.
Yep.
Let's talk about that.
Hey, set tight, Winston. I hear our music. I hear bells. Gonna let you pick it up right after this.
Let's hang on.
Don't go away. There's still one more hour of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Now, let's return to the political cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
As much fun as we have on the air, we have more during the commercial breaks. I only wish the listeners were privy to it. Winston, getting back to the Attorney General, I know you were making more, you're going to make some more comments. Our friends at European Americans United also opine in saying that they find it amusing that Attorney General Eric Holder failed to mention the millions of dollars freely given each year by the federal government to non-white race-based lobbying groups who work openly against the interests of European Americans. Consequently, many of those same European Americans who dare protest their ongoing displacement before these well-funded groups cannot possibly be considered cowards. Good comments there from European Americans United. But my question is, I'm obviously not talking about people like us, Winston, or our listeners, but what more could most white Americans do short of literally slitting their throats and committing suicide on the spot to displace themselves and put themselves at the back of the line? What more could be done? What more does Holder expect white America to do in order to prove that they're not cowards and that they are, in fact, politically correct? And good students of multiculturalism and diversity.
White Americans could never do enough, which is reason why we shouldn't even try. It's like trying to satisfy all the bums in New Orleans who just can't seem to get enough government money to get them out of living in a fishbowl that's below sea level. We're blaming white America for Hurricane Katrina. My gosh, they said that George W. Bush had a machine that created Hurricane Katrina to wipe out the Ninth Ward down there.
Yeah, that's what they said.
But now we have these people in New York City at the New York Post protesting that silly cartoon, which there was nothing racist in it whatsoever. And we could talk about that, Mr. Holder, if you want to talk about race. If you want to talk about race, let's talk about the false accusations. Let's talk about the Duke rape hoax. We could talk about David Howard, who in 1999 he was an aide to the mayor of Washington D.C., but he was fired because he used the word niggardly, which means stingy or miserly or financially tight-fisted. Maybe we could talk about Jeremiah Wright. Maybe we could talk about Joseph Lowery's racist prayer at Obama's inauguration. And while we talk talk about Lowry and his racist prayer, since Lowry is a co-founder with Michael King Jr. of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. We could ask him if he agrees with Reverend Peter Johnson, who said that Southern Christian Leadership Conference's goal is to make white America guilty for King's assassination. Is that what Holder wants in his frank discussion on race? Does he want to talk about white America being guilty of King's assassination? If so, then let's talk about black America being guilty of the Knoxville horror, in which Shannon Christian and Christopher Newsom were kidnapped, raped, sodomized, tortured, and murdered, Mr. Holder. By the way, why don't we rename that street in Knoxville and call it Shannon and Chris Street? Let's talk about black America being guilty of the Wichita Massacre, Mr. Holder, in which two armed Africans in America, not African Americans, but Africans in America, kidnapped five young white people, forced them to strip, raped the women, sodomized the men, forced their victims to perform sex acts, beat them, then took them to a snow-covered field, still naked, and shot them execution-style, killing four of them. Black America is guilty of that, Mr. Holder. So if you want to, you know, every time we hear, James, of these frank discussions on race, we usually get around to hearing something like, we need to hear
Hang on. I'm so sorry. Got to go to break. We'll come back right to you right after this. My apologies. We're back in just a moment.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. I'll come and watch you sing and play.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898. And let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
You know, Winston, I was just thinking during the break, I don't want to get off topic here, as we've been talking about Eric Holder's comments that white Americans are a nation of cowards, but it just dawned on me... for no real reason that, didn't you just have eye surgery recently? And I was just, out of the love and respect I have for you, wanting to publicly check out on air and see how you were.
I had to remind you that I had eye surgery. What a ham hock.
I did ask you about that.
You lying sack of crap. You did not.
we talked about it. You said it was okay.
You
or maybe I didn't
call,
ask.
Hey, you
called,
you know,
if I didn't ask, you called me to tell me how it went, or what? One of the two. I knew you survived.
You could have sent me some a fruit basket or something. You know, you could have come and read to me.
I got you a bowling ball.
Where is it?
Here.
Yeah. Well, a lot of good that does me. You haven't got it here in the studio. You've got it at home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can come get it. Or I can bring it to work next week.
Okay, bring it to the studio next week.
All right, that's what we'll do.
All right.
Thankfully, Winston's eye's okay, so we can stand down off of the red alert.
Yeah.
But another thing that attorney did... By the way, if anybody wants to call in, just because Merlin Miller's not here, we didn't quit taking calls. 1-800-313-9443. Another thing Eric Holder said, Winston, was this. He argued... even though Americans, because they're forced to, by the way, he didn't mention that. He said that even though people mix at the workplace or after work social events, many Americans, he said, in their free time are still segregated inside what he called race-protected cocoons. Saturdays and Sundays in America in the year 2009 does not differ significantly from the country that existed almost 50 years ago. This is truly sad, said Holder. So basically he's saying that America, except when forced to integrate, is still segregated in weekends and in private time. Your thoughts?
This is a guy...
And that, of course, goes to cement his remark that we are, in fact, cowardly.
Yeah, cowardly.
Is it the action of a coward to self-segregate? You know, you mentioned Paul Azan. I was on there for an hour on Paul Azan talking about the phenomenon of self-segregation. Are you a coward if you self-segregate, as Holder asserts?
Oh no, you're not a coward for self-segregating. They did it in I think it was a Denver public school so much that the black state senator there, Ernie Chambers.
Yeah,
I guess
that was Nebraska.
Name? Yeah, Nebraska, but they
we had him on. This was a black senator, Ernie Chambers. And he came on the show.
They just went ahead and segregated the school district because it was working so well. But anytime you get someone like Eric Holder up there talking about race and how we need to have a frank discussion of it, what it usually boils down to is trying to get more from European Americans, trying to blame us for more. It's not a discussion. It's a finger pointing session aimed at European Americans, and they always get around to using that phrase that we need to heal the old wounds of racism or something like that. And the old wounds of racism are not nearly as bad as are the new wounds of racism. These new wounds, they're hemorrhaging. They're wretchedly infected. And they've been caused by people like Eric Holder and other black Americans. Mr. Holder, if you want to talk about race, I extend you an open invitation to come to the Political Cesspool. We'll talk about race.
You think he's going to call?
It's people like him that is the problem with race today, not white people.
Do you think that Holder's going to take you up on that offer?
No, he's probably going to be joining Al Sharpton there in New York protesting that that cartoon. And you know what?
Yeah, tell people about that, because this has been big news, too.
It has been. I guess everybody's heard about it. The New York Post cartoonist drew that cartoon referencing the chimp that went crazy and ripped off a woman's face. And it was shot by police officers. And the New York Post cartoonist drew a parallel, or he compared that with the stimulus bill. And he drew a monkey, a dead monkey. And the caption, the one of the police officers is saying, I guess we'll have to find something else to write the next stimulus bill. And these Africans in America, well, they've gone ape over it, I guess you could say. They say that is a direct reference to the racial stereotype that was aimed at black men for decades, when it had nothing to do with that. So Al Sharpton gathered his minions, and what are they doing out there? They're out there thumping their chests and flaring their nostrils and showing their teeth, just like, well, big old, well, you can think of something that beats its chest and flares its nostril and shows its teeth when it's trying to be aggressive.
And so this is what you think prompted the New York Times. The cartoon read what? It was a couple of cops shot a monkey. And they said they're going to have to get someone else to write the next stimulus package.
And they're saying that is encouragement to assassinate Obama, because they're saying that Obama wrote the stimulus bill, and this cartoonist was trying to make the comparison between this monkey and Obama, because the image of a monkey has been used as a racist stereotype against black men for decades. I thought it would have been really great for a bunch of people to make a bunch of little paper airplanes and go to where Al Sharpton was and video him standing there trying to get the Empire State Building in the background and throw the airplanes at him and watch him try to knock the airplanes out of the air.
Al Sharpton in Memphis. Al Sharpton was in Memphis, and we ran him off. You remember
the first time he'd ever been run off of a protest, all because
the political cesspool and our listeners did it. This was, I don't want to get off topic here, but of course this was one of our first claims to fame in the ascension of this program in its history back in 2005. Al Sharpton was brought in as a hired gun, a mercenary, to get rid of the Nathan Bedford Forest Park. The Confederate Park downtown, and
James, he was so up on the issue. He knew so much about it that he kept calling it Nathan Bedford Forester Park.
Well, you have a pretty good Al Sharpton accent. Do it how he was doing on the news when we were down there.
let me see if I remember. What was it he was saying?
Well, yeah, I don't know, but it was Nathan Bedford Forester.
This Nathan Bedford Forester Park is an affront to all African Americans, and we have to get rid of this racist name.
Nathan Bedford Forester.
Nathan Bedford Forester.
But that was an instance in which we, you know, because our program had secured Confederate Park, another park aptly named, right down the street, and we, you know, our listener, we were able to get equal media coverage, and anyway, the parks were saved. But I say all that to say this: that was a long time ago, and much talked about, of course, but. It was, I could see. I saw him up close and personal. We were the, his nemesis here. We were the other end of the spectrum. We were the ones organizing the counteroffensive, and we used this program to do so quite effectively, because all those parks are still here, and they didn't reinter Nathan Bedford Forester. But
while his minions were out there sweltering in the 100-degree heat, he was in his air-conditioned RV or whatever that was. He was in there getting all primped up. I wonder if he split the scene more because he just couldn't handle the heat. He obviously couldn't handle the heat that the cesspool was throwing at him.
It was a great war. You know, it's great to be in the trenches, and it was great to stand toe-to-toe. I say it was great. I mean, if we're going to be successful as a movement, we're going to have to beat real enemies, not clowns and pawns like Sharpton. But nevertheless, all of that to say this, I could see him on top of the Empire State Building. I mean, I was, you know, we were that. I could see him.
Those people,
that role. Getting back to the roles, he could be cast in the next King Kong. You're getting back. We've been talking about movies tonight.
Well, they are proving everything that we have said about them. This is his new Tawana Brawley. He's seeing a crime where there is no crime. This is another Duke rape hoax. There was no crime. They are manufacturing. This is another Gina, Louisiana. There was no crime there. There was no racism there, and they are manufacturing it. And I am so sorry that the New York Post gave their apology.
Did they finally cave in? I thought they were holding strong for a day.
Well, it was a tightly and highly qualified apology, but it was an apology nonetheless. They should just let those people out there protesting to make asses of themselves, because that's all they're doing. There is nothing there. They are manufacturing a synthetic issue, and they are getting away with it just like they got away with it in Gina, Louisiana.
Yeah, we talked about Gina, too. We've talked about it all on this show. My goodness.
Yeah, but we're cowards, right, because we don't talk about race. My gosh. We could spend 3 hours of every – we could spend the entire show for a month talking about race, and we'll do so loudly and proudly because we're right about it.
And tastefully. I mean, you know, a lot of people can go out there and there's a flip side of that. I mean, certainly there can be overzealous European Americans that can go out and make fools of themselves trying to be a standard bearer for our people on racial matters. But, you know – we try to do so tastefully. We talk about these issues. We've been talking about race for 4 years on this show for over 800 programs. But we try to do so tastefully, but without pulling any punches, and that's why this show is what it is.
We don't do that.
But we're about to have to go to another break, Winston, and we'll pick it up there on the flip side. But Art, I'm still instant messaging with Art, and he figured out what happened to your eye. He said looking at me for all these years has finally taken its toll on you. That's why your eye went
completely. Yeah, it hurts.
We're back right after this.
Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
At the time of death, loved ones are forced to make many important and difficult decisions. Planning together allows families to avoid difficult decisions in the future and gives you peace of mind now. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is a new perpetual care cemetery located 1 mile south of Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Autumn Woods is the largest cemetery in DeSoto County and serves the entire DeSoto County, Memphis metropolitan area. Autumn Woods Memorial Park allows for a dignified and peaceful final resting place. Autumn Woods Memorial
Park is locally owned and operated, the staff is committed to providing the best possible service at the most affordable price. Autumn Woods Memorial Park now has side-by-side lots starting at $600. Come by and visit our beautiful property, conveniently located at 6240 Davison Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, or call us at 901-521-9520. You can also find us online at www.autumnwoodsmemorialpark.com. And now let's return to the political cesspool.
You know, Winston, we had a very good show last week, too. I was manning the deck by myself. Everybody else was enjoying Valentine's Day. I was at work. But among the topics we addressed last week, just to do a quick five-minute recap before we go into the next segment, they debuted a soft drink made out of cow urine in India. That's just another example of equality at work. In the United Kingdom, Domino's can't serve pork on their pizza anymore because it offends the Muslims. The Jewish creator of the Batwoman character declared that she is a lesbian, and she always has been a lesbian, but in future editions of the comic book that features Batwoman, she's going to be forever more a lesbian. But one of the things I wanted you to comment on, continuing on along the same lines, that was all covered in last week's show, by the way, along the lines of what we're talking about here with Eric Holder and that we're a nation of cowards. Get this. I mentioned this also on the show last week. On MSNBC, Winston, Peter Alexander, one of the hosts there, was forced to apologize for using the phrase colored people in an interview. And he was interviewing the Benjamin Jealous, who is the, and that's his name, Benjamin Jealous, who is the head, the president of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP. You just can't make this stuff up anymore. So how are we really supposed to have a conversation about race and prove that we're not cowards if, I mean, you can't say colored people when interviewing the president of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People? Winston, your thoughts on that? Do you have any thoughts, Winston?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had my microphone turned off, James. That is odd. That is an enigma wrapped in a mystery. But, you know, I just said that word enigma, and I'm probably going to get emails because I said the N-word, you know, enigma. James, they change what we are allowed to call them so frequently. I've decided that, I use the word Negro because there's nothing wrong with it. But I'm also going to start using the phrase Africans in America. I'm not going to use the phrase African Americans anymore. I'm going to use the phrase Africans in America. And I will do so until we reach some kind of agreement that they will never again use the phrase people of color. Do you realize what an offensive and denigrating phrase that is, James? People of color. That says that there's this mass of humanity, and they are one mass, but there's this other group that is not worthy to be included with the rest of humanity who has color.
And so you're feeling a little discriminated.
It's highly offensive to me, and I'm not just saying that just to be I'm not trying to be sarcastic or anything. It is highly offensive to me to hear that phrase, people of color, because that excludes an entire group of people based on one thing only, and that is skin color. And I ask everybody out there to join me in being offended every time someone in the news uses that phrase, people of color, because it is a backhanded swipe at you. It says you are unworthy. It says you are not allowed to be included in the mass of humanity because you do not have color. I want people to think about that for a little bit. Just think how insulting that is, and I want them to be offended at it because it is intended to be offensive. Let them be upset about the phrase colored people. They're the ones who use it more than anybody.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point. And thank you again, by the way, Winston. I'm offended just about every hour of every day about something. You've just given me something else to be offended about. But the, the man who is obviously a liberal, good for nothing, if he's a host on a television network, asked the president of the NAACP how he plans to advance the lot in life of colored people during his tenure as president of the NAACP, an organization which, as we just mentioned, uses the term colored people in their...
I guess I got to start calling that the C word.
I mean, how could he be... How could they ask him to apologize when that is the name of the organization? I mean, that really is so absurd. It's got to be. You got to laugh at that. You've
James, look
got
at it, look
to
at
laugh
it this way.
At that.
They're saying that here we have the English language, which is our native tongue. It is not their native tongue. Their native tongue is the West African languages. But they're saying they can use a word in our language, but we can't use it.
I guess that's
Who gives them the right to say that there are words in your language that you are not allowed to use? Excuse me. It is my language, not yours. I'm going to use whatever word I want, including words that you find offensive. By the way, I'm looking at you right now, and I'm thinking of a particular word. Can you stop me from thinking that word?
I'm sure that they would like to get to the point. Not, you know, the powers that be. Yeah, I'm sure they wish they could stop you from thinking. And they've done a lot to stop normal people from thinking rationally. But be that as it may... we've only got a few seconds till our next break. Then we're going to go back to the phones. And I know, Winston, you've got some prepared remarks that we're going to give you the opportunity to share with the listenership. And you don't want to miss this. Anytime Winston goes on to a solo commentary, it's always very enthralling. So we're going to unleash Winston on everyone.
There's plenty more of the...
Yeah, we got to go to break. So we'll do that in just a second.
Right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, Our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Life just doesn't get much better than this, ladies and gentlemen. Here I am, the host of a great radio show, sitting in the studio with a good friend of mine as we sip on our cup of hemp coffee. Winston, I actually owe you a sincere apology. Honestly, this show has gone by so fast for me tonight. I say this every week. I swear to God, I thought it was 11 o'clock, and it's 11:30. This is like the last segment we've got tonight. I honestly thought we had just gone into the third hour. So I want to quickly take a call here, and then I got to turn it over to you because I thought we had an hour left. We got like 20 minutes. So Jim in Buffalo, you're on.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing good.
All right.
You know, I'm so glad you brought this up this evening. I was just thinking about this earlier, and a friend of mine and I were talking about the very same thing just last night. And that is...
That's what we do.
Well, you know, you do, and you do a good job.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Oh, no problem. Hey,
he's talking about me, James.
Well, I know, but I was thanking him for you.
Guys, don't fight. All of you. I guess the questions that have been raised between my friends and I are, A, you know, how do you have a conversation about race if it's going to be a one-sided conversation, which I guess by definition isn't a conversation now, is it?
No, it's not. It's a monologue.
No. And, of course, you know that the conversation is going to be, we're going to be lectured to.
Yeah,
that's all.
Amen.
We're not going to say anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to say a word. We haven't so far. What makes anybody think that this is going to change anytime soon?
Well, it's just a conversation about what we can do to do more for everyone else.
Well, yeah, because white needs to be right.
Right, white needs to embrace the right. Yeah,
yes, that's what we were told during the benediction, right? I mean, can you imagine?
That's right. I knew that sounded familiar.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. And, you know, how are we supposed to fix problems if we can't talk about them anyway? I mean, we can't discuss certain things. There are taboo subjects. You keep your mouth shut. So how do you expect to actually fix them? Unless people don't want them fixed. I mean, I don't know. The people who are telling me what I should do, who I should associate with, and I wonder if that's what Holder here is saying. You know, his remarks were that during the week we do a fairly good job of, you know, diversity and being with other people, but then we all seem to scatter and segregate on the weekends. Well, what does that mean? Is there a problem with that?
Apparently.
Well, Jim, I mean, it's
are,
none
are
of
we
his
going
business
to lose
who we associate
our freedom
with.
Of association.
We have
I thought we were guaranteed
right
that.
To association.
I'm sorry?
It's none of his business what we do in our spare time. We have a constitutionally guaranteed right to free association. And free association means we have a right to not associate with people with whom we don't want to associate.
Yes, I'm sorry. I guess we were both talking at the same time because that's just what I said. I thought we had that right. And it isn't any of his business. And who, you know, since when does anyone in the government tell us who we can and can't like? I guess it's coming. Pretty soon we'll be held responsible for what we think.
You know, Jim, what I'm starting to do is when people castigate me for my views on race, they usually trot out the usual pejoratives and invectives. Oh, you're a Nazi. Oh, you're a Klansman. You want to get us all back to Jim Crow. I say to them, all right, let's assume you're right. What should be done with someone like me? In your vision of America, you encounter someone like me. what should happen to me? What would you have done with me? Would you have me arrested? Would you have my children taken away from me? Would you have me fired from my job? And they get absolutely flabbergasted. They get flustered when they are put in a position of having to put reality to their theory. And they've never thought at just how insidious and how un-American they sound when they have to say, well, yes, I think you should be arrested. I think you should be thrown in jail. I think you should be subjected to some kind of re-education.
You know, I've encountered a similar situation, because people I've talked to where I've said, just, you know, I think what I said just today on the phone is relatively mild. And I said, well, you know, I asked the same question. How are we supposed to discuss what's going on if, you know, or fix the problem if we can't talk about it? And immediately you're looked at like you have three heads, and people are like, you know, you shouldn't talk about it. You shouldn't talk about it. And I don't know. I mean, I guess I can't get that question answered. But did you notice that the very people, these very same people who are telling you that you should be arrested and they don't like what you have to say and all the name calling, they don't live anywhere near the people that we're supposed to associate with?
Oh, God, no. Now, that's one of the first truths you realize when the scales fall off from your eyes, is that they're complete and utter hypocrites. I mean, as far
Absolutely.
As the day is long.
Absolutely. Because no one I know who's ever told me that, that I should have a different point of view, and I should, you know, I should look at things differently, and or the, you know, the rather simpleton 15-year-old retorts that I get from some adults, is that none of these people live anywhere near the black community.
And not only that, Jim, not only do they not live there, if they were flat out of gas, they'd push the car before they pulled in to fill up in the rough side of town. That's how bad it is.
Of course.
Let me take some time and draw an analogy here. We have a superb example of what happens when you give in, or when you submit, or when you cower in the face of an accusation of racism. You know, Roland Burris was nominated to the United States Senate by the crook up there, Blagojevich, and when Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid first found out about it, he said, "We will not seat him. We will not seat him. His appointment is illegitimate." And what happened? Roland Burris and his surrogates went out and started claiming racism.
Mm-hmm.
This is because of racism. And so the Senate, Harry Reid, they cowered. He tucked his tail, and he gave in, and he let Roland Burris in. And now we find out Roland Burris lied. He said he had not had any contact with Blagojevich. He contacted them numerous times. He said he didn't contribute any money. He tried to hold a fundraiser for him. So whenever somebody looks at you and they are insisting that you're a racist, they are trying to get you to do something very quickly. They're trying to get you, put you in a position so that you can't think. And chances are they have something nefarious in the back of their mind, just like Roland Burris did. He knew he was lying, and yet he brought out the racism, he brought out the race card in order to get what he wanted, and he hid behind a false accusation of racism. And that,
you know,
that happens more times than we care to mention.
Well, the
people scream racism.
The word racism or bigot out is simply a conversation stopper where people are so afraid of being called those names. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's a Marxist construct. It's a shut-up word.
It is.
It's a bludgeon to silence dissent.
Of course, it's to absolutely shut you up on the spot, because nobody wants to be called those names, although, like I said, I don't know why. I frankly don't care. But if anyone out there really seriously believed that this whole white guilt thing would go away now that we have a African president, you got another guest coming. Because the money made off the hustling of race is never going to stop. There's too much involved.
Oh, they can't afford to let it stop. If it goes away, their livelihoods go away.
Absolutely. What would Sharpton do for a living, really?
Oh, God, yeah, no. I mean, no, it only accelerates from here.
It only accelerates, folks.
The phenomenon of white guilt and everything that's going on in this whole politically correct so-called cultural Marxist movement only accelerates with the election of Obama. That's not the end of anything for them in their eyes.
No. Hey, guys, great show as always.
Hey, Jim, thanks so much, and plug your station up there in New York.
Oh, it's Micro 1650 AM, and we're on the web at micro1650am.com, streaming right now as we speak.
Are you carrying us right now?
Of course I am.
There you go. See, good man, Winston. Thank you, Jim. And thanks to all everybody up there in Buffalo.
Take care, guys.
Anytime. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for carrying our program. Wes in Idaho, you're on the air.
Hello, James and Winston.
Hello.
Hello, Wes.
My favorite movie's got to be They Live with wrestler Roddy Piper.
They Live.
Have you ever seen it?
Is that, I missed that.
The glasses where he can see the other realms?
Pardon?
Is that the one where he has the glasses where he can see the other realms?
Correct.
That was great.
It was built around these special sunglasses that when you put them on, you could see everything differently. Like, billboard signs were saying, obey, and stop signs, everything. Plus, there was a certain type of people out there that looked totally different than regular. They were evil people. But, yeah, absolutely, a great, great movie.
It was. It's called They Live.
A B-class movie, but, wow, it's just riveting. It's not just film. It's also radio. There's an OnStar type of promotion, if you know what OnStar is, on the General Motors cars. You can locate where you're at when you're 100 miles away and in trouble.
So and, people can keep track of you?
Yeah. It's connected with a 911 telephone call. There's this one with a particular, there's a very professional sounding black woman dispatcher. You can tell that she's obviously black. She's very professional. She's taking a call about a white perpetrator suspect who has just kidnapped a little black girl. Now, you know, in reality, what does that happen now?
I tell you how often it happens in reality. That happens so often in reality that the United States Department of Justice doesn't even keep track of the statistic. That's how rare that really is. But it is. You're right. It's in commercials too. You know, the commercials are just like 30-second movies, and they're just as stupid.
Magazines. I just saw a magazine with a black guy holding a young black or white woman, you know, carrying her away into romance and such. There's a great website, Martin Luther King.
Oh yeah, .org. Yeah.
Okay, I want to mention there's a link on there, in light of the fact that we're in February, Black History Month, and this link shows that, I guess, the blacks say they've got 63 inventions that aren't being recognized by the rest of the world. Now, these inventions by black scientists include the filament light bulb, art surgery, railway, telegraph, refrigerated truck, air conditioning, airships, bicycle frames, cell phones, printing press,
what's so sad? That is so laughable to anyone with a brain, but kids believe it.
Yeah, here is a quiz question. I'll see if you guys can guess it. What is a country with the greatest number of Nobel Prize winners per capita? Very important. Per capita.
Per capita.
That's an interesting. That's a tough one. Take a stab, Winston.
Take a stab. I'll say Labrador.
How about Iceland?
I was going to go with Iceland.
I was going to go with Iceland.
In fact, Iceland has four times as many Nobel Prize winners per capita than
the United States. Honestly, Wes, I was going to go with Iceland. Iceland was my gut first choice. But then I was thinking the Nobel Prizes have become so politicized now, like Al Gore is a Nobel Prize winner now. Now they just give them away. It's kind of like what England does. They like knight all the black actors. Now they're all knights. They're like Sir Seal or whatever. But I was going to go with Iceland, but then I thought, because they're giving these things away now.
Looking at the top 10 countries, Nobel Prize winners per capita, they're all white countries. I mean, Iceland is 99.9% white. And you go over to the most livable countries in the world, and it's almost a mirror image. Six out of the 10 countries with the Nobel Prize winners are also in the top 10 for most livable countries. And, of course, there's the most unlivable countries in the world. And the very top we have Niger. I got to pronounce that word very carefully.
It's actually pronounced now, Niger.
The latest Nationalist Times, unbelievable, an article by Joe Kowalski, the white domination of boxing.
Out of
20 belts, 17 are held by white men.
Yeah.
And that's as we sit tonight. That's right.
You don't hear that on the television. I mean, I was just, aghast when I read that. I had no idea that they were dominating that sport. I thought of all the sports, that was the one that was going to be the toughest. But then there's Albert Schweitzer. I'll close with that one. You know about his African notebook?
No, Nobel. I missed that one.
Albert Schweitzer. You know who he was. He's a great Nobel genius. Christian, he went into Africa as a doctor to try and cure the ills in Africa. So he pretty well knew black people. I mean, he lived with them. And he wrote in his African notebook, he said, one thing white man must understand, that if they ever accept these blacks as equals, they will drag civilization down to their primitive level.
Yeah.
It's on the internet. Yeah, that's my close. Oh, one more thing. A great book by Charles Weissman called Free, White, and Christian. At one time, America was free. We didn't have property tax, income tax. And what Charles Weissman did here was look at the laws in America before 1789, before our Constitution, because the laws and the charters dictated that to hold office, you had to be a white man. And not only that, but a white Christian, because Christianity holds this one point, and that is that there is a day of judgment after death. And that was something that they recognized would bind the conscience of an official, a judge, or someone testifying in court.
Hey, Wes, you're making some great points, but we've got 10 seconds to break, and then we got to wrap up the show. But I do want to thank you for calling in, and call in next week and continue on, because you were leading the charge. We're back right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Are you ready for the coming winter? Are you really ready for the diseases that have been cooked up for this year? Flu viruses, staph, even MRSA, or strep. Remember, flu vaccines are made from past year's viruses, not what's current and coming at you. Go to buyyoungliving essential oils.com, where you will find the top standardized therapeutic quality essential oils on the planet. Order and try out the body and environment safe Thieves product line. The antimicrobial essential oil blend, household cleaner, foaming hand soap, spray, throat lozenges, and many more. Use pure therapeutic grade essential oils because they are safe and many are extremely effective at killing any bacteria, virus, or fungus, and they never become resistant to these oils. At buyyounglivingessentialoils.com, you'll find out what it's really like to get your health back.
Did you boogie with your baby in the back row of the movie show? And did you boogie there because you had nowhere else that you could go?
And now let's return to the political cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
You know, I'm telling you, this has been, out of all the shows we've done, one of the most entertaining I've ever been a part of. What a great show it's been tonight. Thank you to everyone who has called in this evening. Thanks, of course, to our guest, Merlin Miller, and to, it goes without saying, my co-host, Winston Smith. Winston, great show tonight. We've been on the air for 3 hours now. I could go another 3 hours, and it just would be...
I could, too.
It wouldn't even faze me.
It was a great news week, a lot of things we could talk about.
We didn't even scratch the surface. I know you had a lot more you wanted to infuse into the program tonight. We just ran out of time. 3 hours can't contain us.
Well, like you, I got to hand it to our great guest, Merlin Miller, and our great callers, our audience. They're a great bunch. You folks out there, thank you very much. You're an integral part of this program, and you know, I hate to use the cliche, but we couldn't do it without you.
That's the honest to God truth. It just doesn't get any more true than that, Winston. I mean, what can I say? But
I would like to give the folks a new word that they can use to talk about the new form of government we're about to take on. We'll call it Obamunism.
It's appropriate.
Yeah, Obamunism.
We're under the
And the religious zealots who will control that new government will call it the Talibama.
You know, I did see, in addition to everything else we do, we create new words into the popular vernacular. We do it all. And we do it all with a smile. We have a good time in doing it. We do it with a smile. Yeah. I did see that Obama's numbers were dropping already. See, I mean, that's the thing about fanatics. They're fickle.
Well, I don't think it matters much. The history of the Obama administration has already been written. It's already been called the greatest administration ever.
Yeah, I know. And you know. I mean,
they talk about how historic his election was and how he's made history.
I just don't know how it was so historic because race doesn't matter. So what's the difference between him and Bush?
Well, they didn't make history. They're making it up. They're not making history. They're making it up.
I guess it was historic in a bad way.
All the comparisons to Abraham Lincoln, as if that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, the history of Abraham Lincoln. You want to talk about some some backwards histories, boy? Abraham Lincoln. That's it. But Anyway, I just never could figure out what was the significance of electing a half-black president when race doesn't exist. I just didn't understand why everybody was getting so excited and crying and you know, because race doesn't matter, right? I mean, that's what they tell us. So what was the significance there? I don't know.
It doesn't matter when we want to be concerned about it. When they want to be concerned about it, it's the most important thing.
It's very real. Anyway, folks, what a great show. We'd love to hear from you. Send us your feedback by going to thepoliticalcesspool.org. Send us a donation, too. Hey, I know Winston's going to be donating tonight.
Say what?
Anyway, if you want to get in contact with us, we would really appreciate your financial considerations. You can drop us a line, join our email list. You can do it all and much, much more. We have so many features at our website, including our popular blog. Go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org. On behalf of my good friend, Winston Smith, I'm your host, James Edwards, on behalf of the rest of the crew as well. We'll see you next week. We love you. Good night, everybody.
In the Political Cesspool, to learn more about us or to make a donation to help keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.